musician Ricky Lee Jones has performed on stages around the world, but at home in New Orleans, she found a new audience.
One thing I notice is that when I go out on my porch where I'm watching birds now, if I play the banjo, play the guitar, or just sit and sing, the birds come and look.
Ricky welcomes wildlife to her yard with feeders and bird baths. She loves watching her feathered friends and learning their calls. They even seem to recognize her voice, too.
You know, I can't sing nearly as high as a cardinal, but I go, and they look, and they come, as if they're going, she's putting food down for us. Don't let the squirrel get it. But I think they are very sensitive to melody. So when we go outside and sing, I think they come to see what's up.
You can help songbirds at home by keeping feeders clean, growing native plants, and turning off outdoor lights at night. You can even show your appreciation in song.
They don't mind if you're professional. Just go go out and sing to them.
BirdNote has inspired millions of people to take action for birds. Learn more and join us at birdnote.org. I'm Michael Stein.
You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
Now stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Welcome back to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. I'm your host this week. I'm Carrie Allen. And so glad to be with you again this week for another great episode of Maximum Rock and Roll. That was 9 Pound Hammer, the Kentucky Underground Legends. And yeah, it was Do You Remember Rock and Radio, of course, the Ramones cover. And that was off their latest album, Rock and Roll Radio. And yeah, really cool stuff. A lot of cool covers on that album. Yeah, we're going to do on this week's show, we're going to be focusing mainly on some Kentucky bands, some Ohio bands, and a few Tennessee bands in there. Yeah, we're going to, next couple shows that I'm going to be doing, kind of showcase some statewide acts in here. But I thought I'd throw some Ohio, because Ohio and Kentucky scene really, really meshes well together. And I thought I'd do that. So let's do some, just some straight rock and roll acts from Kentucky. Here is Apalachitari with Rock and Roll Kitty.
Hero, a grinning cowboy. Please specify cassettes, records, or 8-track tapes.
An 8-track weekend. An 8-track weekend. We'll be right back.
There's your first block of straight Kentucky rock and roll. That, of course, was Laid Back Country Picker with their medley of sorts. That was 8-Track Weekend. Really cool band. If you haven't seen them live, totally recommend it. Really great show they put on. Before Laid Back was Rabbi Fieber with Brain Freeze Sunburn. Their latest single release earlier this month. Before Rabbi Fieber was Buzzhound with Void Walker. And before Buzzhound was Appalachitar with Rock and Roll Kitty. Really great stuff coming out of Kentucky. So let's stay there for a minute. Let's get a little heavier now with Kjarn. And we'll play a few more heavier tracks from the great state, the great Commonwealth of Kentucky. Here's Kjarn with Eternal. We'll be right back.
never made no money playing bluegrass. I looked at him, I said, can I say one thing won't hurt your feelings? Yeah, I said, are you goddamn sure you play it and sing it?
And a lot of times things like that happen, you know, and nobody can be any prouder of their kids whenever they want to do something. They see them do their best. But, you know, Buddy has, man, he's become unreal. You know, I couldn't believe that the man could be like this. But I want to tell Buddy one thing, since he's looked like he's turned over a new leaf and he don't want to be the man that I thought he was. Buddy, I'm telling you straight to your face now, man. You told me not to call you Hog Jaws. I'll call you Hog Jaws or anything else that I want to, any time, day of the week that I want to.